Welcome to Native America Calling from Studio 49 in Albuquerque. I'm Tara Gatewood. This month, we take the time to visit with Native Hawaiian award-winning musician Patrick Landeza, who uses this style of music to share not only his, but his family's story. His newest album, Nahe Olu, is a melodic gift from his memories of growing up, and we'll get to hear more about it right after National Native News. Stay with us.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Hopi tribe is urging the Flagstaff City Council to approve a resolution to a lawsuit over snowbanking on the San Francisco Peaks. The tribe says the agreement would further protect the area more than a dozen southwestern tribes consider sacred. Arizona Public Radio's Ryan Heinches reports.
The settlement would require the city to construct $1.5 million earthen filtration system to further treat reclaimed wastewater it sells to Arizona Snowbowl. The Hopi tribe says the system would improve the quality of water shipped to the ski resort. Under the agreement, however, the tribe would still be able to oppose snowmaking on the peaks. The Flagstaff City Council must approve the settlement, but delayed consideration because of the project's costs. Council members also worry that other tribes weren't consulted. The Navajo Nation president and council recently announced their opposition to the agreement. The Hopi tribe sued the city of Flagstaff in 2011 and said the sale of reclaimed water for snowmaking created a public nuisance through environmental contamination. Snowbowl began making snow 3 years ago to extend its ski season and can purchase up to 1.5 million gallons per day between November and February. I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.
Students, faculty, and staff from 37 tribal colleges across the country are in Minneapolis, Minnesota for the American Indian Higher Education Conference. This week, the students have competed in a number of activities, such as archery, hand games, and a knowledge bowl. Tribal college leaders are also conducting business there. Rhonda Lavaldo spoke with some presidents about a couple key issues and has this report.
As tribal college students meet for academic competitions at the American Indian Higher Education Conference, or AHEC, their administrations talk about their issues facing them. Mahunka Morgan, Little Priest Tribal College president, says funding colleges is vital.
I would say they're the most important institution right now in our community that needs to be further developed, you know, to their fullest potential. And so resources need to be committed to the colleges. And I know that that's going to have a lasting impact once that's done. And it's good to see here that so many students and tribes are committed to that purpose.
With the upcoming U.S. presidential election, Nueta Hidatsa Sahanish Tribal College President Twyla Baker Demaray is encouraging Native people to be engaged in the voting process.
We are very much so preparing ourselves for what's coming next. Thankfully, we've got some allies in the Senate and in the House who kind of have our back in the first place and that are going to be there for a while longer, even after this administration change. I've been so grateful to President Obama for all of the initiatives. I am encouraging a lot of people to get involved, find out about the candidates, and make their choice, because there's some serious threats to Indian country out there, to our sovereignty, that people are oddly taking seriously. Basically, we just have to be ready. We really have to be ready, and we have to make sure that we are making our voice heard in Indian country.
AHEC saw its highest attendance record of 1,100 at this year's conference and is being hosted by the Woodlands Tribal Colleges. The theme is Harvesting Knowledge, Building Resiliency. I'm Rhonda Lavaldo for National Native News.
The leader of the Fairbanks Native Association, a nonprofit which advocates for the Native community, urged people this week to make their voices heard to lawmakers and leaders about Alaska's state budget. Tribal leaders across the state are worried cuts will be on the backs of people in rural Alaska. Fairbanks Native Association Executive Director Steve Guinness.
You know, the behavioral health budgets is something that concerns me, because we get over $3 million from the state to run detox, women's and children, Ralph Perdue, and an aftercare program. This year, we did something different. We asked our consumers to testify of how these programs are working for them, how it's making a change in their lives, And it helped. It really helped.
Guinness spoke to tribal leaders and community members from Interior Alaska gathered this week in Fairbanks. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with offices in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Ford Foundation.
The Albuquerque Chamber of Commerce's Convention and Tourism Department welcomes the Gathering of Nations to the Wise Pies Arena, a.k.a. The Pit, April 29th and 30th. Information on services and the Gathering of Nations at ahcnm.org. If you or a loved one suffer from alcohol addiction, hear how recovery is possible from those who've had their day one at nativenews.net.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is Native America Calling. I'm your host, Tara Gatewood. Has a mentor or teacher ever prompted you to create? What about leading you down a path that you're only thankful for? And what about wanting to give back the same gift they passed on to you? This is exactly what this month's music maker, Patrick Landeza, a Kanaka Maoli, or Native Hawaiian slack key artist, has done with his latest album, Nahe Olu. And he says he's keeping some of his teacher's music alive and thriving through what he plays and brings to the world. And what we're about to hear definitely has roots throughout the islands of Hawaii. It also has a home here on the continent. And perhaps Patrick, Patrick too. And he says sharing music is a part of his purpose in life. And we'll hear more on this in just a moment. Along with meeting another great Native artist and sampling their sounds today, you're also invited to share how our guest's music is motivating you. And when you call in, and you're one of the first 10 callers on air, you will receive a copy of Nahe Olu, and they are courtesy of Addison Street Records. The phone lines are open now. Give us a call at 1-800-99-NATIVE or 1-800-996-2848. And now, joining us from Hayward, California, is award-winning Native Hawaiian musical artist Patrick Landeza. In 2013, his slack key styles received a 2013 Nahoko Hanohano Award. And it's our pleasure to welcome Patrick to the hour. Good day to you, Patrick.
Aloha. So good to be with you folks today.
Definitely. And Patrick, this is a special day. You're on Baby Watch. So.
Well, you know, Tara, Baby Watch is an understatement. you know, I have four beautiful children. And the fifth is ready to come out. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. So we're very blessed and excited to have the fifth addition to our family. I think now I not only have a basketball team, but I think I have a full blown Hawaiian band.
All right. So if the phone drops, Patrick is running to the delivery room. Patrick, you can take us with you there, too. Native America
Absolutely.
Will help bring your baby in.
My wife would love that, Tara. My wife would love that. So, but always a pleasure to be a part of the program, and it's always good to talk to the listeners as well. So a big mahalo to you, Tara, for allowing me to share my story with your listeners.
Well, Patrick, it truly is our honor, especially just getting into this album and everything that it's connected to and learning your story more. We have a great show ahead of us. And Patrick, let's go ahead and introduce people to your latest creation, Nahe Olu. It's an album that has a lot of history and love. Patrick, tell us more about this album.
So Nahe Olu came up with the whole concept when I was speaking with my producer, Chris Lau. I said, I want to do something that's just me, where I am at this part of point in my life. And so he goes, okay, well, let's just do stuff. What do you want to do? And I go, I want to do things, songs that I remember my mother singing or dancing or remember at parties. I want the CD, when people put it on, to close their eyes and feel as if, you know, they're they're at a beach and the wind is blowing and you can smell the salt water. And whether you're in the inner city or you're wherever you are, that's what I wanted. When it came time to name the CD, always on my last couple albums, the late great Dennis Kamakahi has named blessed me with these with my album names. But he passed away 2 years ago, so I asked a good friend, Kellen Pike of Kupa'oa, wonderful group, and he had said, "I will name the CD Nahe Olu," and it's a hybrid word where Nahe Nahe means sweet sounding, and Olu Olu meaning calm, the calmness. And so he had said that the CD and your music reflects this word, Nahe Olu. And from that point on, everything just gelled together. So, and that's how we came about with the whole project.
Very nice. And it's almost like opening up the time capsule, some of these tracks that you've connected your early years to and bringing them forward today. It's really exciting. And Patrick, let's go ahead and let folks hear the latest from your album. We're going to start with Le Nani. And anything you want to share before we let it roll?
Oh, my mother. That song brings back great memories. And my mom is a beautiful hula dancer, was a beautiful hula dancer, and about 2 years ago she suffered a stroke. But it was Hawaiian music that brought my mother back, and every day I would return. Just as she sang to me as a child, I sang to my mother. And every day the motion in her hands would return. And, you know, after a while when you sing at a hospital and you get an audience, so every day there would be a concert. They would wait for that concert. And Le Nani was one of those songs. Mom would say, "Come, sing this song." So she wouldn't only just sing it, but it would help her with her hand movements and return her back to hula. Later on, my mother had called me over after one of these hospital concerts, I would like to say. And she whispered to me, and she had said, "This is why Mama sang to you when you were little, so you can sing these same songs back." Le Nani, beautiful, beautiful song for my mother.
No, I can't believe that.
This is the voice of Patrick Landeza and his creations coming to us right here on Native America Calling. And Patrick is our March music maker. We're going to continue to share more of his sound off of his latest album, Nahe Olu. And if there's anything you'd like to add, call us right now, 1-800-996-2848. Patrick is curious to hear how you are connecting to his music. Phone lines are open right now, 1-800-99-NATIVE, and the first 10 callers will receive a complimentary copy of what you're hearing. Let's hear some more. Patrick, I think your album is named very well, especially hearing that last song and the way you set it up. I think there was a lot of imagery there, too, of just seeing how hula is connected to this. And Patrick, hearing that song one more time, this time just getting a chance to sit back and listen. Do you have any thoughts about what that song means to you?
I still see my mother. I still see the crowds. I still hear them chanting, call your mother up to dance the hula. I still see the uncles and the aunties in the Kani Kapila or jam session circle singing and playing that song. And my mother in the middle of the circle dancing it. I mean, I see it in many different levels. And every time I hear it, I see new images. And I think with the older I get and the more I sing the song, and now with my fifth child, the song will continue to take on a different meaning. I'm just very blessed. So, yeah, you know, it's every time I hear these songs and I sing it, it just evokes these wonderful memories.
Very nice. Well, thank you for connecting us to those. And folks, you can connect directly with Patrick. And today we are featuring his album, Nahe Olu. And we're going to continue to hear more sounds. But if there's anything you'd like to ask him, give us a call. Ask away. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And if we have any Native Hawaiians in the audience, how did it feel to hear some of your roots streaming out of Studio 49 today? 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Patrick, this album not only connects us to your childhood and growing up, it also connects us to, as you say, your teachers. Tell us more about what it means to pay tribute to all those who have helped you along your path of music.
I was born and raised in the island of Berkeley, California. So I had everything going against me to begin with when it came to learning Hawaiian music and flat key. But because my mother sang to me and played these songs on our record player or cassette player, I never thought in my life I would meet those same songs, those same people, and I would be able to be mentored and to learn under them. When I was 17, I met a guy by the name of George Winston, piano player, who was coming out with his new record label called Dancing Cat Records, and he was archiving Slacky Masters. And it was because of Winston I was able to meet my teachers, George Kuo, Dennis Kamakahi, Cyril Pahinui, and also Raymond Kane. When I play these songs, and when I go on stage or play wherever, you know, these masters, my uncles, these teachers, they come alive, whether they're here with us in life or they're here with us in spirit. They come alive through my music, They come alive, and people are able to see them once again. For me, I feel as if they're right next to me all the time. So, you know, how they had taught me, they'd always said that the Hawaiian music in flat key, you can play as much as you want. But the thing is that make sure that your ability to tell the story and the ability to share that mana or that power, that your essence with the crowd, that's what people want, the connection. So with the CD, you know, I'm able to share that connection and allow my mentors, whether they're living or past, to continue to live on, to thrive.
And you've done it so beautifully, and several of these tracks definitely pay tribute to them. And you've even had the chance to speak out to one of your mentors who's still with you. And we're going to talk about that, too, as we continue here. And Patrick, the phone lines are lighting up. The music has brought in Native America. So let's hear from them. We're going to say hello to Nancy, who's in Spokane, Washington, tuned in on KSFC. Nancy, thank you for reaching out to us. And what would you like to share with Patrick?
Oh, thank you. Well, I love Native Hawaiian music. It's so soulful and wonderful, and I've listened to it all my life. And I'm particularly pleased that I was tuned in today to your program. And I it's really valuable. I'm not Native myself, but I really like knowing what's going on in Indian country. And I think you provide a wonderful service, but I'm really excited to be able to have a chance to get this CD because it's a wonderful music.
Well, Nancy,
and very traditional, and I'm pleased to know about you.
Well, Nancy, thanks for turning to us and reaching out. And folks, that's just one person chiming into this and telling us what they think about the music. I know you're one of them. Call in and share. 1-800-996-2848 is the number to reach us. And we're also giving away 10 CDs. So with Nancy, looks like we have 9 left. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. Let's say hello to Alexi in Bethel, Alaska. She's listening on KYUK in Alaska. Alexi, welcome to the hour, and please do share.
Yeah, good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
All right. And Alexi, what would you like to share?
Well, I was in Hawaii on my last tour in the military before I retired. That was in Big Hawaii. And that was the first time I ever went there. And I wanted to get me a Native record or CD or disc, whatever I could get a hold of. And I wanted to bring it back so I could let my family or my relatives listen to the Native Hawaiian song. And I didn't get one. And this song right here was so beautiful. It was so good. I wish I could have one of those that I could have got when I was there to bring home. But this was good. That person, whoever was singing it, was singing it. So good, I wish I could have it.
Well, Lexi, you enjoy. Patrick, it kind of sounds like when we hear from different Hawaiian communities that it's spreading aloha. Tell us more about that.
So, you know, when I was, and I'll always return back to my childhood, you know, like I said, born and raised in the island of Berkeley, California. But my mother is from Ho'olehua Molokai, and my father came from Kahuku. But Mom would always share with us that whole word, aloha. And one day she had said, you know what the true meaning of aloha is? I go, no. And she says, well, it's not just hi and goodbye. It's unconditional love. And, you know, I thought about that. And throughout my whole life, I've kind of tried to make that a theme. And so spreading aloha, or being who you are, especially with me, trying so much to set an example of aloha, but to continue to share aloha everywhere is very important. Now, whether it's through music, whether it's through dance, I'm a high school teacher, and what I do is I coordinate community service I coordinate immersions with the students so that they're able to help others. For me, aloha is helping others, is being present. And of course, aloha is reciprocated. You give, I give. So I give one day, and then maybe somewhere down the line where I'm struggling as well, I pray that someone will give to me. And that's aloha. And how can we spread this whole spirit? Well, you know, it starts at one person at a time. And one person can make a difference. Absolutely. So that is my mission, and that is what I try to do, not only with my music, but with my life and with my own ohana.
And Patrick, Alexei said that, you know, he wanted to bring some of that sound back to share with people he knew. And Alexei, again, thank you for your call there in Bethel. Patrick, how does that make you feel, that this type of music is something that a person would want to share with people who are close to them, or even just show what Native Hawaii has to bring to the world?
It's a reflection from my teachers, from my parents. It's there. I am just one of the messengers, and it makes me, it validates what I do, you know, as a musician, but, you know, as an activist of aloha, it just really encourages me to carry on where my teachers have left off. I'm very blessed to have been mentored under them, but, you know, the question is, how can I turn this into something extremely positive for my own children, for my family? So when my days come, how can they take over and continue with that same spirit? So these types of encouragements and these types of kind words just continue to add to the support. And, of course, I'm just so thankful, very blessed, very blessed.
And Patrick, I know it's also important that these songs are there for your children too, to know a little bit about what you were thinking in this day and age. And I think you've left quite a gem for them. We're going to continue here, folks, with Patrick Landeza. And if you're curious to learn more about him, he's got a website. You can see some of videos featuring him talking about his life and his connection to music. We have a link to it on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. But if you want to go directly there, you can. It's PatrickLandeza.com. We're going to continue with the music and hearing from Patrick why he's made this music. But we're also looking forward to hearing your voice within the hour as well. And there's a treat today, as with all music makers. First 10 callers on air will receive a complimentary copy of Nahe Olu by Patrick Landeza. Phone lines are open right now. 1-800-996-2848 is our number. Nearly 2 million acres in southeastern Utah is so significant that five tribes are proposing an unprecedented collaboration with the federal government. The coalition wants President Barack Obama to establish the Bears Ears National Monument. That's what we're discussing on the next Native America Calling.
I was a broken human being. I drank to take away the pain, and I used it as an escape. I had many day ones, but the very last day one for me was cathartic. I just knew I had to quit. I needed to be there for my children. And when I'm drinking alcohol, I'm not there for them.
Find out how you can start your day one at NativeAmericaCalling.com. Program support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, April 29th and 30th in Albuquerque, New Mexico, inviting thousands of dancers and championship drum groups. You can visit Powwow Alley, the Indian Traders Market, and join the music action on Stage 49 along with crowning Miss Indian World. Saturday morning in the pit before the grand entry, it's the music of Judith Hill, a finalist from The View TV show. Gathering of Nations, North America's biggest powwow, April 29th and 30th. Info at Gathering of Nations.
Welcome back to Native America Calling. I'm Tara Gatewood from Isleta Pueblo, and all of the sounds coming out of Studio 49 in Albuquerque today are the result of years of training and dedication, along with a lot of love, practice, and respect for family. That's how our March music maker, Patrick Lendeza, has reached his place in music. And there's a lot more ahead here on our Native airwaves today. We'll share more of Patrick's music. And while we do, you can also join the conversation by calling 1-800-99-NATIVE. That's also 1-800-996-2848. And join our circle and tell Native America why Patrick's music is a must-have, maybe even in your own collection. And before the hour is up, 10 of our callers who make it on air will get the Nahe Olu CD. Let's go ahead and welcome back our guest from Hayward, California, is award-winning Native Hawaiian musical artist Patrick Lendeza. And in 2013, his Slack Key Styles received a 2013 Nahoko Hanuhanu Award. And it's our pleasure to have him with us. Welcome back, Patrick.
Aloha. Thank you. So good to be here.
It is. And Patrick, we're going to go ahead and go straight to the phone lines. There's people who want to talk directly with you. And again, folks, if you want to reach out or maybe you can't get to a phone, send us a tweet at 1-800-99-NATIVE. We're going to say hello to Sarah in Rio Rancho, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Sarah, thank you for reaching out. And what would you like to share?
Hi, Patrick and Tara. I just wanted to share that I just came back from Hawaii. I was there last month for my birthday, which was a gift from my son who lives there. So hearing your music was just great because it is that mother-son connection, which is why I was there to see him and support him. And it was just sort of great to have that reminder of your beautiful music.
All right, Sarah, I'm glad we could help take you back. And let's say
thank
hello
you.
Also to Ray in Cortez, Colorado, listening on KSJD. Ray, go ahead. You're on air.
Hi there, Patrick. I have to say I'm practically in tears listening to your music. I had the wonderful opportunity a number of years ago, too many years now, but ago, to spend a couple of years in Hawaii teaching, and I lived in a community that had a lot of Native Hawaiians living there, and they all taught me a lot about customs, traditions, the music, and for me, coming from the East Coast of the U.S., the mainland, I just felt like, wow, this is something really special, and I'm especially drawn to slack key music. I have a small collection of music from Leonard Kwan and many of the others who contributed to the development and continuation of the slack key tradition. So thank you very much. I just thought that was wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Beautiful.
Thanks, Ray. Let's say hello to one more. We have Neil in Ignacio, Colorado, listening on KSUT. Neil, thank you for your call. And how is this music hitting you?
It takes me back. I just got back from vacation in July from Hawaii. Saw Kauai and Honolulu, and it was beautiful. Love the culture. I'm full Native, and learning about the Native culture was awesome, beautiful people, and it really made me feel at home. Even, you know, walking around, people thought we were Natives but are from the island. And just wanted to say beautiful music, and it takes me back to when I was there, and it was wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil, there in Ignacio. And we're going to say hello to David now in Ada, Oklahoma, tuned in on KCNP. David, thank you for connecting to our talking circle. And what would you like to add?
Hi there to you and Patrick. The question I had for Patrick was if I was wondering if you'd ever considered writing any music in the style of the traditional music that he records, in order to give us sort of a more modern voice or a take on it.
All right. Thanks, David. Patrick, take it away.
Absolutely. And because I was raised here on the mainland, I think the difficult part was to be true to the Olelo Hawaii, the language. So I think that's why I began a mentorship under Uncle Dennis Kamakahi, who encouraged us to write. And he was when he was living, he was considered the most prolific living songwriter, and many say second to the queen herself. And he would always encourage that. I had mentioned to him, I said, "Uncle, I won't, how can I learn how to, write in Hawaiian?" And he had encouraged me to just continue to study the language. So I began to take Olelo Hawaii lessons by creating workshops and flying these folks in from Hawaii to do monthly workshops through one of my nonprofits that we had. And, as a composer, I have several compositions, but none in Hawaiian. And I think that hopefully there'll be a time where I'll feel comfortable that I can actually write a song in Olelo Hawaii. So that was a wonderful question. Good question. And thank you for that.
Thanks again, David. And folks, we're going to continue chatting with Patrick here. We're going to get some music right now. But while you get another dose of Nahe Olu, you can call in and talk directly to Patrick. 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And Patrick, we have another track ready to go here, Le Ko'ele. And tell us more about it and why it's special to you.
You know, Le Ko'ele is a song that was written by my teacher, my mentor, the late, great Reverend Dennis David Kamakahi. And his songs were just so poetic. And it always had kauna, or that double or triple meaning behind it. And Le Ko'ele speaks of a beautiful place on Lanai. And, when I was younger, my mother would play this song. And just over and over and over again, and later on in life when I started singing, she would continue to play it and said, "Your voice would match this piece. Your voice would match this song." And, I thought I sounded like a dying chicken. But, my mom, she knew something. And so in time, I just continued to practice. But it was when I met him, it's when the magic began, and I became stronger as he shared with me the stories and the mana'o behind these songs. Le Ko'ele from the island of Lanai.
Ko'ele i ka la'i o ka ua li'ili'i ua ike maka'o i konani. Ko mau maka o nau nā i ka uka iu iu o ko leo i ka makani a ke aloha. Lei kau nā oa o lanai i ka lehi o ka aina nei hano hano vale no.
Nani o ke akua mana loa noho ana I ka puli o na o iwi
Lei kauna oa o lanai I ka vehi o ka aina nei Hano hano vale no oe Lei ana I ka ua noe Lei koe lei ka ua, oa pili o mauna lei, ua pala o ke o muku, ke aloha o koloiki.
Let's go now to the phone lines. We're going to say hello to Claudio in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Claudio, thank you for your call. And what would you like to say today?
I love the simplicity of the music. It's so relaxing. And I applaud Native American Speaking for including this music.
Thanks for that, Claudio. It's our pleasure. There's music from indigenous nations around the planet. And when we can stretch beyond the continent, it's exciting. Claudio, thank you for your call. And folks, if you also want to reach out, 1-800-996-2848 is the number. And let's hear from another guest joining us on the airwaves today. Let's say hello to Harry in Mancos, Colorado, tuned in on KSJD. Harry, thank you for your call. And go ahead, please share your thoughts.
Well, I just want to say that this is perfect timing for me to hear Patrick's music. I'm leaving for Maui in about a month. And for my very first visit to Hawaii. And I love his music, and I feel like it's setting the stage for me to really enjoy my visit. Also, I really loved his comment that aloha means unconditional love. That's great. That means a lot to me.
Well, Harry, thank you for calling, and have a safe trip. Patrick, it is also something really interesting when you take a look at your website and you declare that you live Slack Key. I was really moved by that statement, and I'm sure there might be folks out there who are wondering, what exactly is Slack Key? And help us here, and maybe this will help Harry, too, as he goes to understand the music he'll be surrounded by when he goes.
So the guitar was introduced to the Hawaiians by the Mexican vaqueros, and in 1830s, Hawaii was given a gift of cattle. And so the king at the time put a tapu on the cattle, which means don't touch. So, you know, the cattle multiplied and multiplied, and the Hawaiians couldn't manage the cattle anymore. So they went to, they went to Mexico. Well, they went to the Monterey area here in California, which is part of Mexico and at the time, and they brought over some vaqueros, Mexican cowboys. And during the day, the vaqueros would teach these Hawaiians how to rope and ride. And at night, they brought this six-string instrument called the guitar. And the Hawaiians, they loved it. They really enjoyed the guitar. They'd never seen anything like that. So when it came time for the vaqueros to leave, they left their guitars with their newfound friends. And the story goes, the only problem was that they never taught the Hawaiians how to tune the guitar. So the Hawaiians came up with their own tuning by loosening or slacking the strings to match their voice. So they slacked it to an open tuning, versus, you know, from standard to an open. And that is keyhole alu or slacky guitar. And my teachers, like I said, they not only taught me how to play slacky, I remember Raymond Kanye says it's all about the story. The story is 50%. And I didn't understand that. I go, what do you mean the story? And one day, I was invited to perform at a Native American storytelling event. And I had asked why. Why do you want me? And I'm 21 years old. I'm young. You know, I just do what I do. My teachers taught me to explain the song and sing. So I get up here and I'm following Native American Elvis. And so I'm all like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. This is going to be a hard one. And so I went up and I remember specifically at this function explaining the story and singing. And an elder came up to me and he had said, you, my son, are a storyteller. And I'm like, no, I'm just a musician. He goes, no, you are a storyteller. So, you know, all of these elements are part of who I am when it comes to slack key. And to me, it is a part of slack key, where it's the storytelling, it's the music, and most importantly, it's the aloha, where it's the unconditional love and God. God is love. And then also, you know, lastly, being able to convey that to the audience itself. It's very universal, and it is the basis of aloha and slack key and my music.
Thanks, Patrick. I got one more caller we're going to bring in. Let's say hello to Lozen in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KUNM. Lozen, you're on air. Lozen in Santa Fe. Go ahead. You can talk to Patrick. All right. Come back to the phone, Lozen. All right. Let's go ahead and go now to Marge in Warm Springs, Oregon, tuned in on KWSO. Marge, thank you for your call. And what would you like to throw in the mix?
Well, thank you for getting my call. And Patrick, I want you to know that I'm a descendant of Hawaii, and I've been on the mainland all my life. I'm like the fifth generation of the Kalama family in the Pacific Northwest. And we had a family reunion, and I only got to visit the Hawaiian family once in my life. And when I heard you singing, you brought me back to that once that I got to visit them, and it made me miss them.
Yeah.
I like your song.
Thanks, Marge. Patrick, any words for Marge?
Oh, Kalama. Man, and the history when the Hawaiians intermarried with the Native Americans, and how John Kalama was gifted land, and it was named after him in the Pacific Northwest, where there's so many Native Hawaiians. We were adventurers. Back then, they called us Kanakas, you know, and a Kanaka was a skilled sailor. He was a seaman. He knew the ocean. He was vibrant and alive. And these Kanakas were the foundation. These folks paved the way. They made their way here, and they helped with the shipping companies. And in that case, in the Pacific Northwest, you know, it was just full of Kanakas. And of course, she said she was a descendant of the Kalamas of John Kanaka. Also, here in California, John Sutter. Eight Kanakas came over with John Sutter to help, and they intermarried with the Maidu, and you know, we know that John Sutter you know, helped create or make California, and well, of course, with the help of the Hawaiians and the Maidu, and so that was such a blessing for your phone call, and thank you so much, because calling awareness to these things are very important. When I was younger, it was about identity. People always said, you're not Hawaiian because you're not from Hawaii, or you don't look Hawaiian. Well, you know, you explain to me how a Hawaiian looks today. You know, we are mixed. We are who we are. And so when people would say that to me, you know, it really affected me when I was younger about identity. But now I tell folks that just because I wasn't born on the islands, it never made me any less Hawaiian. And my grandparents, my grandmother and my mother would share with me the names, our middle names, and how our Hawaiian names are our ancestors, and how we should never shame these names and always be proud and to know that they continue to watch over us, just like your ancestors in Kalama. And I pull my strength from that. And today, when people ask me, and they will say, you know, wow, you've done so much and you've done this, and I give thanks to my teachers, I give thanks to my parents, and especially to my ancestors that protect me and that watch over me and guide me. And I get stronger and stronger every day, Tara, you know, stronger and stronger. I am Kanaka Maoli, and I am displaced, but adjusting. I do live on the mainland. I'm born and raised here, but I know who I am, absolutely.
Thanks, Patrick. And we know you're going to pass that on to your children, too. An exciting day, I think, for all of us. Thanks for that, Patrick. Let's hear from one more caller. We have Kaleo in Anchorage, Alaska, tuned in on KNBA. Kaleo, you're on air.
Aloha, Brother Patrick, and I want to thank you very, very much for your music. And I want to tell you personally, thank you, because I have a little radio show in Anchorage, Alaska, called Island Style. And I've been playing your music for years. And this last album that you made, it not only brought our listeners back, it brought our people back to when we were young again. That was so awesome when I listened to the music there.
Thanks, Kaleo. And Patrick, anything you want to share?
You know, mahalo, Kaleo. I have very fond memories of Anchorage, Alaska, and spending time with the community, Hawaiian community, and the Native community there. And there's so many Kanaka Maoli in Alaska, and you've shared with me so much aloha over the years, and with KNBA, I really appreciate your support up there. And, you know, I've spent time with all my teachers, Pahinui, Sir Pahinui, Dennis Kukai, with my friends, Turbo De Jr., and much aloha for Alaska. So mahalo.
Thank you for that. And, you know, the music speaks for itself. Let's hear more of it. This is another one off of Nahe Olu by Patrick Landeza, who you've been hearing from all hour. This is Naka Pu E'o.
Naka Pu E'o kahike aloha. Nene au kai o Maui. Nā ka pū e o kai ke aloha. Nene au kai o Maui. Ko veloko hai Hawaii. Maka ili kai a o mama. Ko velo ko hai Hawaii, maka ili kai a o mama. Malama iho oi ke aloha. Nana uhiki aku ai. Mahalama iho oe ke aloha. Kule anana uhiki aku ai. Mai ka puana.
And Patrick, we are getting ready to close this hour of learning more about your music. Is there anything you want to leave us with?
You know, believe in yourself and in who you are and who your tribe affiliation is with, and continue to thrive to do good in this world and to share aloha everywhere.
Thank you, Patrick Landeza, our March music maker. And we wish you the best. And as you continue to celebrate your day, and thank you to you and your family for sharing this with you. And welcome to your new little one when they arrive. Patrick Landeza, thank you for being here with us today on our Electronic Talking Circle. And folks, we're going to continue these conversations throughout the year. Every month, we pause for a moment to hear directly from musicians from different Native nations, and we'll have more folks with us. Stay tuned in April, too, for our April Music Maker. And thanks again to Patrick Landeza. Also, thanks to Addison Street Records for providing CDs to our callers today. And there is also a link to Nahe Olu on our website, NativeAmericaCalling.com. And join us again tomorrow as we talk with Native advocates who are using their voice to help prevent Native Americans from getting HIV. Our executive producer is Art Hughes. Our senior producer is Monica Brain. Andy Murphy is our associate producer. And Stephen Emmons is our engineer. Antonia Gonzalez is the anchor and producer of National Native News. I'm your host and producer, Tara Gatewood. And it has been my pleasure to check in again with the music coming out of our Indigenous nations. And if there is somebody that you'd like to tell us about, send me an email, tgatewood@nativeamericacalling.com. We'll be back tomorrow.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Bonjour. If you did not have health insurance in 2015, you need to claim an Indian exemption for the 2015 tax year. Use Form 8965 when you file your income taxes, find Part 3, enter E under exemption type, and check a full year. Have questions? Call 1-800-318-2596 or visit healthcare.gov/tribal. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Native America Calling is produced in the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico by Kiwanik Broadcast Corporation, a Native nonprofit media organization located in Anchorage, Alaska. Funding is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Ford Foundation. Music is provided by Brent Michael Davids. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.